Okay. Parshat Vayeshev. One of the interesting stories we have in Parshat Vayeshev is Yehuda and Tamar incident. And Midrash comments when the pasuk says Vayetelel Aderech Vayomer Havana Voylecha, when Yehuda propositions Tamar, so the pasuk says he went off the road and went up to her and asked to be with her. And the Midrash says, Ba'al Korcho, Shelo B'Tovato. This was against his will. In other words, there was Hashkacha Pratis, or divine machinations going on here, making sure that Yehuda would be with Tamar, because we know that from the offspring of Yehuda and Tamar, what did we get? We got Peretz and Zerach, who are the progenitors, the ancestors of David HaMelech, of Mashiach, and everything that happens from that. So, commenting on this medrash, so the Chafetz Chaim says, Mikan ha'itat chalal l'malchut bei David l'melech Mashiach she'avo b'mehira. And what do we get from the story? You know, this is the start of Mashiach that we're hoping for. That whenever it comes to the grand designs that's going to help Am Yisrael, Geula, Mashiach, etc., it doesn't happen frontally or obviously, because there's something called Midat Hadin. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to just one day create, here's a Mashiach, everything's solved, so the Midat Hadin would say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, what did they do to deserve this? Have they done lots of mitzvahs? Are they tzaddikim? Why are they getting this hero to save the day? What did they do to warrant this treatment that you're doing for them? So therefore, because of the Satan, because of the Mirat Adin, it is not the way that the way to have Malchus Beis David born can't be done b'derech hayeshara derech haTorah, because if that would happen, the Satan would be Mekatrig and say they don't deserve this, they have this flaw and this thing, and he'd be right. Midas Adin, we have a lot of Chatayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu nonetheless has his plans and his hopes for the world and what wants to happen, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen is what happens. That's part of what we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order for him to run the world in the way he wants to run the world, sometimes the way he does it is with a marriage or a birth that might seemingly be not great. One of those is with Yehuda and Tamar. It says the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing happens with Oved, Avi Aviv, Shel David, the whole story with Ruth Moabiah, with dealing with Boaz and the Yibum there. I know there's Midrashim even about David, that it was unclear if he was really, meaning David was a legitimate child, but because of the nature of the timing of his birth, there were all these rumors and suspicions about it. And the way, and all that was by design, says the Chafetz Chaim. It's all by design in order to make it that we could have the Goel, and we could have the Mashiach, and we could have everything work out the way it does. It had to happen in this slightly suspicious, eyebrow-raising way. That way it could get around the Midat Hadin. That way it could get around the Kitrug of the Satan. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. I saw in chapter 2 of Ema Banim Smecha that he uses this argument. He doesn't say it in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, but he uses this argument regarding the modern Zionist movement. Because he says, you might say, I think it's in Yedvet, Yud Gimel there. You might say to me, wait, if this is really, you know, Mashiach and Rishit Tzmichach Latino and everything else you're claiming it is, so then why are the leaders not from the Rishayim? Some of the early Zionist leaders in the first Zionist Congress were not from, were intermarried, were Rishayim, some of them were corrupt, some of them were trying to uproot Torah, make us a nation like any other. They weren't people pursuing this necessarily for the interests of the Hagdil Torah La'adira, let's say. But, nonetheless, they are the ones who are able to get the Zionist process running and eventually have the state that we've been zocher to be living in now for 70 some odd years. Rav Teichlis, the people say to me, how is this Rishit Tzimichlal Container? How is this legitimate when it's not being run by Rav Shach? It's not being run by Rav Kook. It's being run by Rishayim, like Herzl. It's being run by Ben Gurion. People who were Sunni Torah, even if they were Chovei Tanakh, possibly. But they were so Yiddishkeit, Judaism, learning Torah, B'nai Torah, they weren't the biggest fans, so how could it be? So his answer is this same answer that the Chafetz Chaim gives. In other words, if it were to happen that way, the Satan, the Midas HaDin, would put a stop to it. Why are they Zocha to this? Why are they worthy of this? They're not worthy of this. Everybody's Rishayim, everybody's intermarrying, there's assimilation, and secularism, and the what was going on in the world? We weren't zoche to this in terms of Miras HaDin. But in order for this to happen, so says Rav Teichdal, it had to happen in this way. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to have it happen via a Navi and Tzadikim. In order to make it work and happen, it has to happen in this roundabout way. So again, this series is called the Chafetz Chaim at your Shabbos table, so I can't put Rav Teichdal's words in the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, for intellectual honesty, how Zionist the two are might be slightly slight differences, but the idea of both is certainly the same. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything, and even when sometimes you say, oh, how can this be Mashiach? And this was obviously something that took place in the time of Ezra, right? We were allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash by Koresh. This is how it's going to happen with these Rishayim. This is what's going on. And the answer is sometimes yes. That is the answer. That is how it's going to happen. It can't happen in the straightforward, normal, frontal way with a great hero and savior, because we're not worthy of that. So sometimes Hashem's messengers are those who you would look at askance and be like, how can it possibly be that this person is going to help us bring the Gula, bring Reshit Tzmichla Gulatenu, bring us Mashiach Ben David, bring us Malchus Beis David? And the answer is, that's exactly how it's going to happen. That's how Hashem did it. It took Yehuda Baal Korcho Shelo B'Tovato and had him cohabit with Tamar, and that is what happened also with Rura Moviyah as well. And that is that was the Chafetz Chaim. And Rav Teichdal says the same thing. That is what happened with the early Zionist movement as well. Shabbos.